I'm Natasha Renault, and joining me now is Adam Marchant-Wincott, Head of Vocation and Training for Mission Motorsport. So for those who haven't come across the charity before, can you just tell us what you do?
We are the Forces Motorsport charity. So we do motorsport as a recovery activity for wounded, injured and sick servicemen and veterans. We use motorsport as an engagement tool. We use the shiny stuff, the stunt cars you can see here today, all the car control cars. We go to Goodwood, we go to the Festival of Speed, we do track days, we race, we do some off-roading. We try and cover all bases in motorsport, and we use it as an engagement tool and an attraction tool to get people off the sofa and out of their homes to come out and do something that most people find something they enjoy within the motorsport community.
And we can hear them racing about behind us at the moment, but how did this all come about? Where did the idea come from?
Well, it was the brainchild of my colleague James Cameron, who's an ex-tanky, and following his tour in Afghanistan, he wanted to do something for his guys. He was a confirmed petrol head even then, and so 5 years ago he set the charity up, and it started doing motorsport activity, going out racing. But since then it's really evolved hugely, because actually the motorsport bit is, although that's the attraction tool, what we're looking to do is train people and look at second careers. So we're looking at employment opportunities for people largely in the automotive industry and motorsport industry, but not exclusively.
Once they're looking into their second career, what sort of things do you train them up to be able to do in the motor industry?
Well, we have a training wing at our headquarters in Wantage, just outside Oxford, and from there we run an MVQ level 3 in light vehicle maintenance and repair, and that's an industry standard qualification. So we can utilise our relationship with organisations like Jaguar Land Rover, where we have an Armed Forces Engagement Programme Manager, and we use that relationship and we can feed people into, let's say, organisations like Jaguar Land Rover and to other automotive manufacturers and motorsport teams. We're currently in the process of expanding our services in terms of the courses we offer at the training wing, and we also have quite an engagement with the classic car industry as well, so we have apprenticeships doing classic vehicle restoration as well.
Wow, so a range of opportunities for the veterans, but what would you say the benefits are of coming to you as a charity, and how do we get referred to you?
You can come to us because, well, everybody likes a bit of motorsport, don't they? And we're always happy to see those people, and we don't exclusively serve the needs of the wounded, injured and sick. We serve service personnel who have served and have need. So that's the first thing, that we're open to lots of people. Secondly, with the network of people that we can engage with, we stand a pretty good chance of finding opportunity for you out there in industry, whatever industry that might be. And for a lot of people, they're a blank canvas. They don't know where they want to look at. So we can feed people into, give people different experiences on work placements and short periods of employment and longer term stuff. You can find us at www.missionmotorsport.org. Our Facebook page is where people will see most of what we're going. We have a very active Twitter feed, so we're easy to get hold of.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us and telling us all about Mission Motorsport.
Thanks, Natasha. It's been a pleasure.
And joining us now is Lionel O'Connor, one of the veterans involved in Mission Motorsport. So, Lionel, tell us, how have the charity helped you?
It helped me back since 2013 when I was looking at getting out of the army. Didn't know what I wanted to do. Still don't know what I really want to do. But they had opportunities for me to improve on my car skills. By improving on my car skills, I found that I had a love for motorsport. So it's been quite an interesting road.
Tell us, who did you serve with?
I served with Two Royal Anglian. So I got injured back in 2006 on a tour. Got injured by IED.
With your time with Mission Sport, I mean, we've just seen you out and about in the cars at the moment, but how have they actually taken you from driving and tracks to all the way to the vocational skills?
With the driving stuff, it started off where I wasn't going out much and I was drinking a lot. Went out to some track days and some drift days, getting out and meeting like-minded people, you know, your cliche kind of stuff, but it's cliche because it's true. And the other side of it is being able to take your family out. So a day like this, you know, it's a family day, so you bring your family along. You know, that's where the recovery helps the most, where, you know, you can do stuff with your family. So for me, that's been the best part of it.
So for somebody out there who does need help, what sort of tips and advice would you give them?
It's a difficult one because obviously everyone's, you know, in a different place, whether it be mentally or physically. But saying that, you know, get out whether it's a track day or a car control day or a karting day. You know, you get yourself out there and just, you know, you're kind of putting yourself out sometimes because people, like for myself, when you suffer with anxiety, you don't want to go out, so that's the whole point of it. But sometimes you have to just bite the bullet, you know, give it a go. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, you can have a bad day if you don't go out, so, you know, you might as well give it a try.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us and telling us about your experience with Mission Motorsport.
Thank you. Cheers.